the bottom page of Tess, it's about 19 lines from the bottom of the page where it says, Ulevat Zeh Shai Deagulis. In the last shiur, we had the Musar. What is the Musar? The Musar is every person has to have Yiras HaEmesh, Yiras HaChat. You have to be afraid of something. Like I told you then, whenever the Rebbe would speak about the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Neach, the tone was always Ayin Reya Ve'ezin Shemas V'chol Ma'asecha B'Seifa Nechtovim. The tone wasn't do mitzvahs because it's good, because it'll fulfill you, because it'll make you close to God, or even that you'll have Schar Elam Haba. Remember up the bed, take the bag off, or lower it. Okay, lay down. Okay. Instead, the tone was always fear. Yeah, a guy should not do an aveda because Avish is watching, he's writing it in the book, and when he's finished, he's going to read him his account and make him pay. It's not American, it's not Western, it's not positive. Everybody has to have Yiras HaEmesh, like it says in Tanya Perek Mem Aleph, that you can have all the fancy avos. If you don't have Yiras Hashem, Yiras Shamayim, you're not a Jew. Reishis Aveda Ve'ikra Ve'shasha has to be that you're afraid of doing an aveda. Why? Hini Avaya Nitzav Olam and so on. That was the discussion we had last time. Now we're going to talk about Midas HaDin in a much higher level. Now remember what I told you then. I explained to you that this Maimon, Shuva, is going to explain to us what would happen if the Eibush would make the world Midas HaDin alone. Not that we wouldn't be Eibush in the world. Forget. We'd all have to be on a constant state of Midas HaDin. In this Maimon, Midas HaDin would be awesome. Not that we wouldn't know Hashem. We'd be so intensely involved in the Eibush to the point of Mesiris Nefesh. Now, what could be wrong with that? That's what that was going to explain to you. In this moment, what would happen if the Eibush created the world and Mesiris Nefesh alone? We would know Hashem and we'd be in the state of Mesiris Nefesh. The problem would be, is there would be what you call in Hasidus, Ratzu B'li Shuv. Ratzu B'li Shuv, running to the Eibush, then there'd be absolutely no Dira B'tachtenim. I got over here, the Eibush is a word from Daf Ashtein, but that's going to be the teichon of this Durush, to explain that Midas HaDin actually means more intense Avodah, but then it would be there's no world. You have to bring the Eibishter into the world. So we're going to be having our discussion about what would happen if the Eibishter created the world with Midas HaGbor. And he says, I'm reading inside just a little bit. Olavad Zeith, besides for the fact, Shayadeya Gvura Shomo Menachet, about a person, 19 lines from the bottom, through Gvuras a person is guarded from sin, which is what we explained on Monday or Tuesday. Eidzeis is another thing, and that is Shebaveda Gufa, that when a Yid serves the Eibishter with Gvura, and we're not talking running away from Avedas, okay, we're talking running towards the Eibishter, Boyim Ayedeizet, after through Gvuras we come Laveda Naila Harbe Yeset, to a service of the Eibishter which is much higher Min Aveda, from the Aveda Shayedebina Bechinas Midas HaChesed, then we would reach to the Mida of Chesed and Rachman. And he brings you the Zayah that some of you struggled with, of Meshikasa B'Zayah. Ha Pasak Va'ova La Levi Hu, on the Pasak that the Levi will serve the Eibishter. And the word Hu is totally extra. I showed Binyamin. It's Kapitel Yud Ches Pasak of Gimel and Kera. It says Va'ova La Levi Hu Es Ha'avoida. And if it would say Va'ova La Levi Es Ha'avoida, the word Hu is totally redundant. What's the Pasak Pshat in the word Va'ova La Levi Hu? And the Levi, he will serve. Va'ova La Levi, the Levi will serve. Who? Him. He will serve as Avedis, because the who is totally unnecessary. So Chassidus teaches, the Levi who? The Levi will serve who? The Eibishter. Who? Him. So Chassidus explains like this, that there are a lot of ways of referring to the Eibishter. Ani, Ata, who? Me, you, him. It could have said, V'avad HaLevi, Oisi. Levi could have served me, or, right, something that would indicate, V'avad HaLevi Hashem, Es Hashem. When it says, the Levi who? Saying the Levi is going to serve him, who's him? The Eibishter who I don't know. Because if I knew him, I would call him by his name. Who am? It's almost like Shlita. It's called third person. You have Lashon Nechach, huh? It's right, exactly. He's going to serve Watchmakot. It's called Lashon Nista. In Chassidus Yainikta, you have Lashon Nechach direct and Lashon Nista. Where you're talking about something in a hidden way because you don't know what it is. So who means anything which is hidden you don't know. So. Okay, that's another discussion. Yes, for Inkana Makam. The point is, who is a Toyar that indicates that we don't know what he is? So in Ishtarshalos, who goes on Bina? Because Bina is considered, within Esses Fides, Bina is a Lamailam Ishtarshalos. I don't know if you guys know this, but in Kabbalah Sforim, Bina is called Tshuva. And the Aveda Tshuva is Lamailam Atamidah Zod, this is Seichel. well, it really means kesed, but in Hishtasa, when you use the Isis of the Rishenim, the earlier Mekubalim, in the Eses Svidus, you already have kesed accounted for also. So Bina is really like Atik. But in Karamaka, Bina Vatzilas is considered nista, hidden. And in Zayar it says, Hu Da'atik, that Hu Teva Hu Da'atik, goes without it. The R without Levi, the Levi serves Hu, the Abishtes. In other words, Elakus, the way is totally removed from Seder Eshtashis, which is what the word Atik means. Like I explained to some of you who asked me, Atik has three translations. Atik means old, Atik means copied, and Atik means separated. Atik means old, like the word maskele, Eson has Rachi. Esek means hard, und stark, und alt. So Atik means old and copied and transported. Ibegefit. Atik means old, and Atik means copied. And Atik means separate. Those are the three types, right? So it's explained in Kabbalah like this. The idea of Atik being copied means to say like this. Atik is Atmos, the way it's in Ishtashlis. It's exact, Atik is Atmos. So it's a copy of Atmos in Ishtashlis. Separated means two things. Separate, of course, means that it's in Ishtashlis, but it's separated from Ishtashlis. But separate also means it's separated from the Atmos of which it was copied. So Atik means it's the way Atmos comes into Ishtashlis, and it's Netak v'nivdol. It's separate from Ishtashlis and from the Atmos which it comes. And Atik means old. Old means to say that it's not a mechudish, it's a covenant. It always was. Atmos always was. So Atik means where the Abishta puts himself in Ishtashlis. Atmos puts himself in Ishtashlis. This is Atik. And Atik is who? Him. We don't know him. But the Levi who? The Levi serves Atik. The Kohen doesn't serve Atik. Of Aaron, a Kohen who's lachera higher than Levim, doesn't serve Atik. He serves Arich or Chesed. Levi, who's lachera lower than Aaron, he dafka serves Atik. And the Zayah continues: Il mole dino ishtakach b'yam. If it weren't for the fact that there's judgment in the world, la'avayadib ne'nosha, the Son of Man would not know mehemin nusei law, true emuna, the emuna from above, and la'ishtadlin banash be'raisa chuli, and man would not learn Torah. Not know what. True avoida, perfect avoida, whole avoida, peaceful avoida, that is found in the world. Legabe Malka Kadisha to the Abishta. Does anybody know what Madrig is Malka Kadisha? Askinius, Yudasa, the Malka Kadisha. What's Malka Kadisha? Malka Kadisha is Zo, the Eir Anpin. Malka Kadisha is the Eir Anpin. The Pulchana Shleimusa of Malka Kadisha is when you bring Mamshachati. Man over the who doesn't have a image of the Vachu, I can't say this done to the Levi. Okay, now. Right. Yeah, so the same thing. What? Now. Fana Ravuste, Latanus, but a rabbi who had a position in a shul, but he had only one Varteda. And it happened to be on Pasha's Kairach. So he had to say the same Varteda every week. So what would he do? He would bring with him onto the stage a kerchief. And he would say, ladies and gentlemen, this week is Pashas Vayera. And the Pashas Vayera discusses Avraham Avinu. And as he was talking in great Islavas, he would clap his kerchief. He says, I should have a misa meshunah like Kerech. He would say to the kerchief, he'd pick up the kerchief. Say, oh, I mentioned Kerech, by the way, let me tell you something about Kerech. This is his famous speech. This punk passed up because in order to explain this business with Levi, you have to tell you a story about Tevet says, I'm famous about Kerech. And you should know Vemis in the Sikhs of Nunalev. When Levi speaks about Kerech, he brings out the Milo of Kerech. Yeah. Okay. What's the ma'aseh mit Kairach? It says in Chassidus, hey. Kairach pikachayah. Lozen. Kairach pikachayah. Kairach was a very, very smart guy. Brilliant. And ta'abareya, Kairach made a mistake. And of course, all the mefarshim struggle with how Kairach could have gone so nuts. Right? Besides the fact that when a person becomes a Balgaiva, they absolutely lose their mind, they become a Shugayim. But it's hard to understand how Kairach is a Zeifarfor. Chassidus has a very gewaldike derher about Kairach. Ubehegdim. If you look in the Chumash and the Rashi, you find out that Kairach had a number of tainas to Meisha Rabbeinu. He had a taina about tzitzis. If you have a talent to call it tchelis, why do you have to have tzitzis? Right? Bayis, Molis, Svarim. House full of Sefer Teres, why does it need a mezuzah? But those were the excuses. Korach had a real taina, tifer taina. And the Pshuta Shal Mikra is explained on a Pashat level, but the Pnimi Son Yarem is explained in Gor Atifa level. And that is in Pashas Baal Eischa, when Meshach Rabbeinu was told by Hashem Yisbarach to prepare the Levim, it says, V'heviru sar al kol b'sonu. They were supposed to be shaven absolutely hairless. They were supposed to be made into prunes. The hair of their head, the hair of their beard, the hair of their eyebrows, there wasn't a hair left in their body. They shaved them absolutely bald. The Levim. Which you're not allowed to do, as you know, you're not allowed to shave a person's head with a beard with a tie, it's a lav de eraisa mamish. But this was a mitzvah sasei, esadecha, leisasei adevils. It was a hirashah, it was only done once, it was never done again. It was a mitzvah to take off every solitary hair from the Levium's bodies.
They did it once when he grabbed the single Levi?
No, just in that generation. Mashiach, when a Levi comes to do avet nevez mitzvah, he don't shave his head. The only other person who has his head shaven is a mitzvah, and it's misama for a similar reason, but that is a similar mitzvah. And Bepashtas, Korach felt very disgusted. Korach felt like Moshe was pashat dehumanizing him. You know, you want to have a servant, and you want him to submit, you want him to be as a shmata. What do? You humiliate him, take a group of people, and you make them look ugly as can possibly be. And Korach, in Pshutei Shal Mikra, interpreted Moshe shaving him bald, pashat was to dehumanize him, to make him less. Especially since we know that when it comes to Aaron, there was a special emphasis placed on his hair. A melech is mestaper b'kol yeim, it says in Rambam, in Halacha Gemara. A king takes the haircut every day. And a kohen gadol achas b'shavua, a kohen gadol takes the haircut once a week, he has to look gorgeous. And the pasuk says in Tilim, kashemen ateva larei sheyered al hazakan, is a kan Aaron. The metaphor for a beard is Aaron HaKohen. And it was a symbol of beauty. Aaron had beautiful beard, beautiful hair. And Korach was made into a prune, nishkinhar. So it's explained in the Sfarim, I think Rashi brings it down. Please don't eat in class. You can drink, no eating. That Korach says to himself, look at this guy, his brother he makes gorgeous. And me he makes look ugly. Sure, he's trying to set it up, it's all politics, like it says in Rashi. He's trying to give himself a leverage, he's trying to make his brother stronger than me. So he's humiliating me and all the rest of the Levium, and he's lifting his brother up on a pedestal. And like Rashi says, this the Abishah didn't say. This is Meshach Rabbeinu's embellished. What's the Meshach Sukkot? Well, Korach had that taina. Now, Chassidus, of course, looks at everything through Chassidish eyes. And if it looks through Chassidish eyes, you have the question. What taka is the meaning of Aaron HaKohen having hair, and Korach being bald, and Korach making an uprising, and so on? So Chassidus is like a valdeke der hair, ube hektam. I have to give you a lecture on Chesed and Gevurah. And a significant portion from what I'm about to tell you is in a maimon Vayechi from Tov Reish Nun Beis. It could be he's even mitzvahing to it. Vayechi, it's a long maimon from the Rebbe Rashab, Tov Reish Nun Beis, it's 111 years ago, Vayechi. A gevaldik arich sa maimon, God, it's all about gevura. It's like yishmak a maimon. The first half of the maimon is in Samach Vov, the second half of the maimon is gevaldik, it's mamish special. And then a lot of maimon, they're mitzvahing to Vayechi. Sometimes they don't say Bedav Vayechi, don't even say the year. It's based on a maimon from the middle of Rebbe Vayechi, that's why it's Kashkos of Bedav Vayechi, but it's in Rebbe Shalom Maimon Reish Nun Beis. Where we discuss is the Iyan from Gevuras. You should know like this, my brothers. It says in Kabbalah, it says in Chassidus, that there's only one type of Chesed, but there are two types of Gevura. There's one type of Chesed and there's two types of Gevura. And what you have to know about the one type of Chesed, two types of Gevura, is as follows. Chesed is good. Gevura is either super good or not so good. Bad. Terrible. There's only one type of Chesed. Because there's only one type of chesed. Too holy you're not going to get, but too unholy you're also not going to get. There's two types of gevura. When gevura is good, you're going to be mamish b'smesiris nefesh. But when the gevura is no good, it's going to be bad news. And the simplest way to explain this is by using the mishalim that illustrate the difference between chesed and gevura. And they are. I told it to one of you chavrus, I forgot who asked me. I told you pshat b'kitzer. Now I'm explaining it. The mashal for chesed and the mashal for gevura is mayim and esh. The mashal for chesed is water, the mashal for esh, for gevura, the mashal for chesed is water, the mashal for gevura is esh. What do we know about water and fire? Number one, water is yeded, yimakam novel, yimakam lamach. It comes down, it doesn't stay up, it comes down. And if you were chesed sheyed, makubal, you would say, coming down is an ayad tzimtzum. Why? Because anything which is very, very holy doesn't want to come down. The etzimim, the water has come down, shows an ayin for tzimtzum. But okay. But there's another property of water. And that is, water has a teva hadvekas. They call it adhesion. the teva of water is that it wants to stick. Pieces of water want to come together. You put water with each other, it's going to come together. Dveikus. The nature of water is to become a unit. It's a fluid unit. It's not a solid. It's not like a rock. But still, the nature of water that it wants to come together. And there's another nature of water. That when you have in water things that are not water, dust particles, schmutz, the water will dissolve them. They'll become, the nature of water is not only to unify with other water, the nature of water is it will unify even things which are schmutzig, nishkinei nezachim. And it will dilute it and spread it out and melt it away, make it small and small and small till it becomes water. When you're drinking water, there's plenty of schmutz in the water. Right, but the water will eventually dissolve it and spread it out so that it won't be so nikkid, won't be a metzias b'fnei atzmo. So what water does, it unifies. That's the function of water. The nimshel of water, I'll explain to you momentarily. What about esh? The nature of fire is exactly the opposite. You take something and you're burning it. So first of all, the fire wants to go away. The fire wants to go away. So the opposite of water. Water wants to calm down. Fire is rising. The second thing about fire is that fire is mefarer. The whole function of fire is to crumble, to break apart. Not like water that glues together. And water really is the most basic building block of all living things. It's the glue of all living things. Fire crumbles. Like you have in the Gersa Kedish Tezvav in the beginning, that the Ruach goes away and the Mayim evaporates and only the Ofer is left. And it crumbles. That's the nature of fire. So fire rises and fire crumbles. So it's explained in Chassidus like this. The Inyan of water is Chesed. What does Chesed do? Chesed is nice. It's Git. It's at Rachmanis. You're not so perfect, I'm going to give you Chesed anyway. What's going to happen if you're not so perfect? I'm going to give you Chesed anyway, I'm going to include you. What happens when I include you? Your evil is not noticed. When you mix together everything, you put everything into the water, the particles in the water that are schmutzig are also water. They're not noticeable. And the whole inyan of water is to bring everything together, to make it hamish. And by bringing everything together and making it as a one, the klipa is also preserved. So one is a nice guy. Why is water a nice guy? Because a person who has chesed, has ava, a person who serves with ava, yeah? He sees he is a Rasha. Instead of telling him, you're a Rasha, he says, come be my friend. And he brings him a little bit closer, and makes him a little bit less of a Rasha, he does a couple of mitzvahs. The guy has plenty of chesedness. In chesed, you don't notice. Everything becomes a big chalant, a big mixture, and the details, the einzelheit, and the aspects of individual chesedness are not noticed. That's what chesed is. Which is gishmak, it's nice, it's good. But it has a chesaron. It's never perfect. There's always going to be a little schmutz. And chesed is not even going to worry about it. Yeah, it's all good. The idea of being mavader, what's called ra nela, or ra dak, the smallest evil, should also be uplifted and corrected and refined. It's not within the gevura chesed program. Chesed says, it's not such a big deal. Go, we'll make it whole. But it's kasher. Batl b'dev, batl b'shishim, batl b'masayim, batl b'elav. It's all good. Then there's gevuras. The whole idea of gevura is exactness. How are you going to find out what's the truth and what's false? You're going to dissect. Fernandel Brecklin. You have something. Yeah? Is there good and evil in here? Probably. I'm going to chop it up into as many small parts as I can to take out the evil and expose it. Look, this is disgusting. Yuck. Kozman, it's in the chesed system. The chesed system just embraces and brings together and unifies so you don't see the faults. Gevura doesn't tolerate the smallest minutia of ra. It's evil, we're going to find it, and we're going to uproot it, we're going to expose it, we're going to isolate it so it becomes disgusting and raw, and dump it in the garbage. So Gevura has gvaldike milas, but Gevura also has chesenes that are gvaldike, chesenes that chesed can't have. The gvaldike mila of Gevura is exact. Gevura is not pshat. The good in Gevura is perfect good. While in chesed, it's mixed together with the not so good. Gevura is an exact avodah. Yitzchak's avodah is higher than Avraham's. Because he's exact. He dissects. He breaks apart. He goes into the intricacies, to the subtleties, into the fineness. He doesn't leave things as a kolos. Everything looks pretty good. No. The Farangain, Fernander Brecklin, and Uyweisen, to bring out the seitel, the edelstein, finest in Yonim. But Gevura also isolates Ra. What does Gevura do when it isolates Ra? It dumps it. Gets rid of it. When Gevura dumps Ra, it doesn't go away. doesn't go away. It becomes a metzias, but now it has no good near it to quiet it, to make it less. Well, you have chesed. The evil is not so, the good's not so good. But the evil is not so evil. Why not? Yeah, everything's all tzazaman. You bring everybody together. Everybody's warm. Okay, this guy doesn't come to say this so much. Doesn't matter. He's in the yeshiva. There's a warm environment. But if you start to isolate every single detail, the analyze of what is bad is terrible, and you dump it. So it says in Chassidus that chesed can never be as good as gevura, but chesed can never be as evil as gevura. There's a concept in Kabbalah called gevura's koshes. I mentioned it in the last shiur. Gevura's koshes to Esav. What's gevura's koshes to Esav? It isolates a ra and leaves it by itself. That ra, which is left by itself, is now ra gomur. And it's a product of gevura. It comes from tzadda gevura. Only tzadda gevura will leave over ra gomur by itself. Chesed will lift it up, so it won't be so gomur. So the positive half of gevura is, the good of gevura is better than chesed. It's rising up, it's going away from this world, like the fire is rising. The bad of gevura is you take whatever evil is and you dump it and you leave it by itself, so it becomes gevura's koshes to Esav. And as I explained to you in the last shiur, what's gevura's koshes to Esav? Gevura's koshes to Esav is a person who has a gishmak, has tainuch machlas. He enjoys cruelty. A gishmak in veitan tzveit. And there's a maimer in Tovshin Vav that I refer to. It's a Shabbos Shuvadik maimer. It's a Muslim Kippadik maimer. Where the Rebbe, the Fidik Rebbe, and it's based on a maimer in Peitas, and it's based on the Ayin Beis in the third chelik. Gives you a hishtashus of gurus. How you start as being Yitzchak and end up being Esav. Like it says in the Zayah, the feet, beneath the feet of Yitzchak, you have the head of Esav. This is physically so, but it's also mystically so. Even though Yitzchak is tzaddik, he's atzilis, to quote the Lashon in the Maimon that we had on page Yudches, his gvur is the Zohar, Zohar is a lakus, but because it's gvur is the Zohar, not gvur is the atik, through a riba hishtashus, you can have gvuris koshes, achzorius, bloodthirst, bloodlust, pleasure in killing. Of Esau. That's not Gevura, it's the new midah, it's the bir of Gevura, it's Tferes. That's another discussion. But Yankiv is not Yitzchak's midah. Yankiv is a different midah. That's right, exactly right. Esau was the bir of Yitzchak, and that's why first came Esau, then came Yankiv. After you took out the Ra of Yitzchak, and Yitzchak became only good Gevura, then they could be Tferes. The same as Yishmael and Avram. Chesed has his chesreinus. Has to happen. Yeah, it's called Yatsam Amen. The klipa has to be Mavura. Now wait, you have a quick question?
Yeah.
No, Gvura, you misunderstood. You didn't hear me correctly. People don't care. You see, but people not care makes them Bali Taiva, not Rotzchim. A Bali Taiva is not good either. But a Reitzeach, Reitzeach is from Gvura.
But it's not a Christian and a monk.
You're right, your point is well taken, but taiva, even taivas is it, even the worst taivas, okay, you're not killing people. For cat, they say that if your people would be more taivas, there'd be less killing in the world, which is a sheker gomer, brought in the spot him, that the mili taivas ultimately brings to achzorius. But that, the taivas is from chesed. The achzorius is from gevura. It's from the fourth, it was called gevura's koshes. So the tzaz in chesed is, there's two gevuras and one chesed. And why? Because the whole idea of chesed is to bring together. Bring together means nothing is too holy, but nothing is too unholy. The whole idea of gevura is to break apart. The good is better, and the bad is worse. The good goes up, the fire that rises and goes away, that's the good, and the leftover crumbs, the ash that remains below, this is tirag gomer, you can't do anything with it. So this says in Kabbalah, there's two chesedim, there's two gevuras and one chesed. Now, let's talk of this, al derech ha'avodah. Let's speak of it, not in mysticism, but in avodas Hashem. Which is better? Is chesed better or gevura better? So wait. I'm sorry, but I would let you all talk, but it's 6 minutes tonight. I apologize that I'm not giving you. I want to say this because otherwise I'm not going to finish. Forgive me. No, I don't want to be made fun of. In theory, gevura is better than chesed. Gevura is better. Bamed varam amurim if the gevura would not leave over ash. If you could create a fire where no ash would be left over, where everything would be lifted up, what could be better than gevura? The problem with Gvura is not the rising up. The problem with Gvura is that it leaves over ash. And when you leave over that ash, and you separate it from the noiga, from the better bad, it becomes totally evil. By separating it, you make it worse than it is. But if you could create a fire, where the fire has such a echo, such a quality, where nothing is left behind, what could be better than that? The problem is, you can't do it. So in theory, there's nothing better than Gvura. Can't be better than Gvura. In reality, Gvura is not good. Because it's extreme. The good is very good. The bad is very bad. Extreme is not good. And that's why you have to have chesed. That's why you have to have chesed. What's chesed? Chesed means I'm not so holy, but I'm not allowing anything to fall. I'm not allowing something to fall so low it should become an agama. Okay? What's going to happen, Lasid Love? Lasid Love, there's not going to be any klipa. So the gevura, when it rises, doesn't leave any residual. There is no ash. So gevura is a better way to do chesed. Right. Or the klipa is uplifted. You have a different quality fire, a deeper fire. A fire that the ash itself becomes fire. The fire of Esman HaZeh leaves over ash. And I mean Baruch Nisanyan, not Bagash Nisanyan. The fire of Lasid like you have in the Maimorim, is going to be a higher Gilui, higher even than the Gilui of Shlomo HaMelech. It's going to be Mevarad the Ragomar itself, to lift it up. So when you ask the question, which is better, Chesed or Gvura? Gvura is better in principle. But Med Varam Amurim, you don't leave over a Klipa, which Bizman HaZeh is not possible. So that's why you have to have Chesed. Everything is easier. You're not so extreme. But you're not bringing about such evil. La'asid love, when the klip is mevura, gvura is better than chesed. Which leads you, of course, to the Babusta Arizal that says that now we paskin like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. And la'asid love, we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel. Why? Gvura is better than chesed. But you have to be a keli for gvuras. Beis Shammai is gvura. Beis Hillel is chesed. Beis chesed, Beis Hillel is l'kula. He lets klipas nega stay. Beishamay is a somer chesav, right? Hillel is behilin eri al ereshi. Beishamay is a somer chesav. He's medayik min prati prati, and he throws out the smallest. Reistach, kol mi she'ein ta'ev teichek lebare. The Gemara says, Abin Gamil said, if you're not, Gamil is from Beishamay school, if you're not teichek lebare, you can't come into the yeshiva. So they made the Rosa ben Azariah the Nasi, he was an enkel from Hillel. He was not an enkel from Hillel. Rosa ben Azariah was a Kayin. But I believe he was somehow an enemy from David also Hillel. He was a Siri Le'ezri, he was a kid. And the Blessed Ben Azai said, hey, whoever wants him, come learn. So the Gemara, Sugalek Tafsalom, whole benches were added to the Beit Medrash. Why? Because the Blessed Ben Azai was Chesed, was Hillel, Beis Hillel. Gamliel was wrong. Gamliel wanted to have only the best Talmidim. So the Gemara, when Gamliel saw what the Blessed Ben Azai did, Chol Shaddai, he felt bad. The Blessed Ben Azai was Chesed. He let him Talmidim, they were not such a high Madrege. But let him learn Teda. They'll be higher than they would be otherwise. I, the elite, the gor gute, may we have a chesaron because they're sitting in the classroom with dumbbells. That's called an imperfect world, chesed. Rabbi Gamliel wanted perfection. Rabbi Gamliel was Shvei Shammai. And Shvei Shammai said, if it's not teichei kebara, if you're not transparent, if your inside and your outside don't match exactly, don't come into the Beis Medrash. You can't learn teichei. So what happened? They became bums. Who did he do a favor? The few tzaddikim, and gevurah gresser tzaddikim, and everybody else would get found. But Lasid Lovey, we're going to pass it like Bishamah. Why? Because Lasid Lovey, we're going to Ruach, Atum Avim, and Audit, and so on and so forth. So there's not going to be the Gevurah's Kachas of Esav. Gevurah is better than Chesed. Why? Because Gevurah is exact. You don't forgive yourself. If Allah Sech Nishatayv is Heted, it has to be exact, perfect. Chesed has the Maile of not allowing anything to become too terrible. Please put your foot on top of it. And I'm sorry I said it so emphatically. Gevurah has the maila of exactness. Has the maila of exactness. If you can have exactness, now you're going to destroy people. So you have to be compromising. This is the machlokes between Kairach and Meshach Rabbeinu. And in a nutshell, Kayanim are chesed and Levim are gvura. That's all. Vi drikzach das feisit, where do you see it? In the hair. What is the idea of hair? The idea of hair, tzachsidis, is little channels of chesed. What's a hair? Every hair grows from the head or from the face, and it's a tube, it's a hollow tube. Inside that tube, there's chayas. The chayas is very mitzumtzum. Mitzumtzum that it can come down into the world, huh? It's a kav, korten, vedak. The v'chayis inside each hair is very, very small, but it's giving. Gevura doesn't give. Gevura lifts up. Gevura kills. Gevura brings to a high level. The hair of Aaron HaKohen symbolizes the idea that he was mashpia to the world, even if the hashpah has to come through tzimtzum achi gadol. Aaron is chesed, so his hair had to grow. The Levi'im are Gevura, they don't need hair. Hair is tzimtzum. The Gevura are not, the Levi'im are not into tzimtzum. They're into Mesiras Nefesh. They're into going to a place where there's nothing besides for God. What do you need hair for? Because hair symbolizes bringing down in a form of tzimtzum. Gevura doesn't bring down, and it certainly does not bring down in a form of tzimtzum. It lifts up. So Kairach not having hair was because the avoid of the Levim is Gevura. Aaron's emphasis on hair is because the avoid of Kainim is Chassid. So Kairach to Meshach Rabbeinu, I'm higher than Aaron. And you know what? He's right. Levim are higher than Kainim. Gevura is higher than Chassid. There's one problem. If Bizman Hazeh, you're going to make the Levim into Kainim, you're going to kill three quarters of Kali Yisrael. Can't do that. You have to bring up those Yidden who are not Teichem Kavaram, who are not in the highest Madregas. So the Rebbe says in the Sikha, Kairach was right. What does the Rebbe say in Nun Aleph? He wanted to be Mashiach right away. In the world of Mashiach, Va'akoyanim Halevim B'nei Tzadik. It says in Svarim, it says in Tanakh, a certain segment of the Levim are going to become Koyanim. Why? Because Lazalove, the Sheira is going to be in Kava Gevura. Why not? Gevura is higher than Chesed. Today you can't have Kava Gevura because of the Gevura Shnias, the second type of Gevura, which is going to fall and create Klippas, Rois Gemuras. Gevura's Kosh is the Esav. But La'asad Lovi, it could be. But La'asad Lovi, that there is no fear of a residual, of a Klippa being left over. So I can't, add that out, those are Gevuras. So the Levium are higher than the Kayanim, except that the Levium by themselves are very destructive. They're fanatic. La'asad Lovi, that's good. Because there's nothing, you're not going to be pushing anything or anybody away. There's man that you have to have Aaron. Eyev Shalom, Vereyev Shalom, Eyev Esabriyas, Mokavim Ateira, Vazoy de Gemara, Aaron Akei used to tell half-truths, right? Mutal Esharz Daki Shalom. He wasn't so exact. Abim Machin Shalom. That was his thing, Mayim. Bring better together. Levim can't tell no lies. Meisha Rabbeinu is called a Levi. Emes. There's a famous Sikha from the Rebbe, where the Rebbe says that when Aaron Akoyan passed away, everybody cried. When Meshach Rabbeinu passed away, all the Talmidei Chachamim cried. Why? Adam was a nice guy. Meshach told the truth. The truth hurts. They didn't like it. The Gevaldike Sikha. Meshach was Emes. Which is really, Meshach's Emes is higher than the Levi. Meshach's Emes is Tehra's Emes. Mebishn's Emes. But Aaron is Chesed. Aaron had a way of looking at a person who was problematic, who was half-baked, and liking him, and saying, okay, hey, come, join everybody else. You'll be... 3/5 baked. A bit let them get haven. Are you going to bring everybody else down a little bit? Doesn't matter. Let's be together. Chesed. Meish is Emes. Emes is Gevura. Emes hurts. So the Rebbe says, what happens if the Eibush makes the world only meet us at in? It's a world of Gevura Savatik. Everybody is in a constant state of Mesir Stavish. Mebrentia fire. Now, if the Eibush made the world only meet us at in, that would be a world, Faket, where there is no Gevura Kosher. There's no ash. Everything would be fire. Everything would be in a state of constant aliyah, rotsu, like the Levium. Fire burning up to the Eibishter. Did Takabi no clip? What could be wrong with that? It will be a world. If everybody's in a constant state of Mesiras Nefesh, who's going to make them breakfast? Like I told you last time, it's not such a joke. The Bein Nevuchim writes this. You have to have all types of people. So the Chacham could do his avoid, but somebody else has to build him his house and wash him his clothing and make him his clothing and prepare him his food. Other Humadini, people are animals. They have to live in a group, in a community. The living in the community, lifts the lower ones down a little bit and brings the higher ones, the upper ones down a little. True, but it's the chevra. In a world of gevuras, there's no such thing. Mebrent, his flowers for alakus, but the stuck in veld. Midas adin is better than midas achesed. Leviyim are higher than koyanim. It's just not realistic. It's not a world. It's stuck in veld. And that's what the Rebbe is going to explain to us in this moment. Gevura is higher. But for Gevura to be right, you know, it is not allowed to be this sex fake that's going to create the Agama. Right? Now let's read a little bit inside. The Dafka Yedei HaLevim, right after the Zohar. It's about 30 lines in the bottom of the page. 40 lines. The Dafka Yedei HaLevim. Dafka Yedei HaLevim, Shem Kav HaSmeil. It's the left side, between his Gevura and his Adin. That's the highest avodah. Why? Because Gevura is out of sight. Gevura is a rose game from Allah Akbar. Gevura really is Mesiras Nefesh. The problem of Mesiras Nefesh is that there's absolutely no balance, there's absolutely no leaving room for somebody who's not as high as you are. Like the Rebbe says, Mesichat Tazir Mitzayrin. About a Mitzayrin. What's a Mitzayrin? A guy's a big chassid, a fanatic. But when he sees people less fanatic than him, he gets crazy. You have to be a fanatic, and you have to look at another Jew with ahava. Why? What are you judging that person? What are you comparing that person to you? What are you putting that person by your standard? Chivra Debei Rebbe. No, Mitzayda and Primis Hanyanim is a perfect person. The only place where he has a chesaron is in the most chitzoniyistic level. His yachas al azulas, what is it? That because of his zealousness and avodas Hashem, he can't take the fact that someone else is not so fanatic like him. And the maimer of which I keep telling you about, the maimer of I think it's Matzim Kippur, rather. Tavshin Vav, he in Malta says he describes it. The Fidi Kedem, yeah. Very avodic, very shmak, very nice. Says. Then comes the Venimtza, Abisalavad the Venimtza. The Venimtza is a. The Aleph of the Venimtza is the previous page. The Beis of the Venimtza is what I told you. The Gimel of the Venimtza is three lines from the bottom of the page. I deizem amshichem gilel venimtza. Let's face it, nishpshat. You're talking, and I'd like you to be quiet. Huh? On the bottom of the page, you have Ha'alef, Ha'beis, Ha'gimel. You see it? Ha'alef is like nine lines from the bottom, Ha'beis is like six lines from the bottom, and Ha'gimel three lines from the bottom. These are three inyanim of the Milas of Gvuras. Ha'alef, the first inyan, is the shir of Tuesday, the last shir. Gvuras Yiras Ha'enish. That's the whole different stam as a Musa. Ha'beis is what I just explained to you.
Why don't we have
That's the next maimon. The next two maimonim after this one are going to explain to us how Midas Adin brings to Tzimtzum and Helam Behestet. In this maimon, he's bringing out the positive Midas Adin.
To first one,
right. The Hagimel is a problem. Why? Because the Gimel says Mamshichem Gilead others. Basically, what I just explained to you for the last half an hour. What's the problem with Gimel? Because based on what I had told you, what should Gvuras do? You don't bring the Abish down into the world. You run away from the world. The whole chesaron in this maimon, you'll see the bottom of Chazayin and Chavches, the whole chesaron in this maimon is going to be that the world will always be the Sagvura and no one wants to live here. Everyone's running back to Gan Eden.
But also
believe sure.
Like, you're
right.
Maybe you are making a difference.
No, you're not. Huh? But you're not involved in the refinement, you're running away. You're not refining, you're running away. But we're not talking about Lassad Lavi. Lassad Lavi Gvura is what Taka be right. Wait a second. Here he says, Mamshichem Gilayareyim. After you go up, you bring down. This bringing down, lechedus, the chesed of, you're revealing the Gvura Savatik. So if after you go up, you come back down, it's good. Who cares if you go up? You'll come back down later. And to be very honest, I don't know how to explain it. This gimel over here, lechedus, is exactly the opposite of the whole shir. The whole shir brings out that the problem with Gvura is you're running away, you're not coming back. The gimel says after you run away, you do come back. Okay, another moment.